This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Hello, here's Monday. Happy Monday. It is the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Yeah. Kevin, the show sounds different without Virginia.
It does. We know it does. But we're here to give you a semblance of a live show. So she was going to be taking it off regardless. But Bird and I said, no, we'll come in here and give them some semblance of some live content.
I get anxiety when I take too many days off. I know the last vacation we did was a week. It's almost too much for me sometimes.
Yeah.
I legit like coming in and doing a show.
Yeah, I do too. I like doing that. I'd rather be in here. It's kind of nice. We do need a little bit of time here and there to be able to just kind of rejuvenate, and
agreed,
that is important. But, you know, we were just off right after the 4th, and Virginia's like, oh, I'll just take off. I'm going to be off. And I was like, well, I'm like, I might need the days, and also I don't want to do that to the audience. So I said, let's give them something live. I said, you got to go see your family and do that. But, yeah, because I know people give us a hard time when we take any vacation.
They do.
But if we did another week off after being off the week after the 4th, then they'd be like, come on, motherfucker.
Somebody was asking what we get for vacation per year. And I believe in our contract, I think we have 4 weeks of vacation.
We get 20 days. Yeah, we have 20 days to work with. And the way we do our vacation now, for the most part, we want to try to take it, because there are times, like right now, people are taking vacations. Everything's kind of off and wonky.
You can feel that it's off just by the phone call, like the phones.
Yeah, and so, you know, there are times where our listenership and the people that are available to listen, it's going to be lower than what it is when everybody's in school and all that stuff. So if you're ever going to take any time, we try to take our vacation when everybody else in the world is crazy anyway. So we'll be off. We take pretty much that 2 weeks around Christmas because everybody's off and nobody's in their regular routine. And so now it seems like we're in that groove where the week after 4th of July, that'll probably be it. And then the rest of it will just be a random Monday here and there. I got a Buckeye game I might go to in September, so I'll probably take the Monday off.
And we're back to where if you are off, the VJD show can't happen now.
Yeah,
I think we're back
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't happen. So there's a chance we won't be taking too much off.
Yeah, I think it's good to have.
There's something going on.
Well, I think it's good to, yeah, whatever team members can come in here. And you can run a little bit of some other replay stuff here and there, but just a little semblance of some of it's live. If you need a little replay here or there, then you do it. And if not, but people really do seem to like and appreciate when somebody's in their life, even if it's not the full team.
It's, you know, maybe it's a shittier version, but it's still pizza, baby.
Well, you always miss some element. You know, when Virginia's not here, you don't have the constant zingers on Bird, which I'm sure for you, it's a nice vacation.
It's
yeah.
Nice.
Right. You're not always having to, you know,
fucking duck and dodge and be on my feet. Yeah.
Right.
It's nice to chill.
Yes. So you have a little bit of a break.
She definitely zings me way more than you.
Oh, no doubt.
She zings you, but it's few and far between.
Here and there, but yeah, not nearly at all like you. Yeah, there's no doubt. You definitely get harder than I do. We also are dealing with, we've had all kinds of technical problems. We always have some kind of issues. We had them like crazy today.
It's been so fucked.
Stuff. I apologize with the traffic was an issue, and also the... I think it was the weather or something like that.
Internet's been bullshit.
Yeah. And also our mail at kvjshow.com has been jacked up. So we're not getting your emails. So typically I have a big old stack of emails, and the only way we're able to get your correspondence right now is through the app. And normally the After the Show podcast is pretty much just emails.
Kevin, your show is falling apart.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to work with a lot of handicaps here. So what usually is the content for the After the Show, I don't have them. So if you've been sending those emails and we're getting the bounce back, we're trying to figure that out too, on top of every other technical glitch. We've got a lot of them.
I know some people were wanting some updates on some stuff that's been going on with our personal lives.
Okay. All right.
Someone wanted an update on the stalker that I have.
Okay.
She's not been around. Haven't seen her.
Okay.
Although I did feel like I had a prowler over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm ordering cameras today. More cameras.
Oh, okay. So you already have some, but you're getting more?
Well, I had cameras, and I was going to have you can get them installed, and I had all that set up, but I ended up giving my niece the cameras because she wanted them, and she didn't have the money, so I just gave them to her.
Okay.
So, and I was going to have them installed because everyone keeps on saying, Bird, you got to get fucking cameras so we can see some of this crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
And I am. As soon as I get the camera, there's nothing illegal about that, right? If someone comes to my house, does something fucked up or weird, I can release that and not get sued.
Yeah. Where I've seen it is I think legally to cover yourself, there needs to be a sign allowing them to know that there are cameras and this could be broadcast. I think if you have a sign up that says that.
So if I had a prowler looking in my window, but he doesn't know that there's a camera filming him, I can't release that?
Oh, no. I thought you meant like if somebody comes in your house and they're hanging out and you want to post a video of that.
I'm talking
if somebody's on the outside, yeah, you can post that.
Okay, because there's always some bullshit
going on. They're out in public. So when you're out in public and that's what it is, they're not inside a residence. Now, if you, like I said, if somebody comes into your house and you want to post that, then you got to let them know. Okay.
And the other legal question I had for you, because I didn't want to get the show sued.
Yeah.
If someone privately emails you or sends you either text message or a Facebook message and you post that publicly, can you get sued for that? If they're being a dick and you want to show look at this motherfucker, can they come back and go, that wasn't for public, I'm going to sue your ass now?
For a text message?
Or even a Facebook message, private inbox.
No. Oh, okay, yeah, if it's meant for private correspondence. I haven't heard of any lawsuit where somebody had that and they lost. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of legal issues. And now the rest of the world, because we've had to deal with these with broadcasts. And the thing that's tough and that I don't know is with broadcast rules, it depends state to state a lot of times what you're allowed to post up. Now, with The Voice, I know, for instance, like if we had a voicemail and we wanted to air people's voices on the voicemails that they left, we would have to have a disclaimer. And I believe on our app, when people leave us a message, you know that it can be used for broadcast. When we had just a voicemail message, we had to put on there this may be able to be broadcast. Because I remember we had to have that like on our loser line because that was a technicality. And I remember our attorneys were like, you have to put on there that. So I'm like, that really kind of ruined the old loser line that we used to have where people would give out the number and then like some toad would call and say creepy things and then we play and make fun of them. And they said, you have to let them know that message they left could be broadcast. And then by the time you say that, somebody's like, what? They think they're calling a girl, and she's like, why would this be broadcast?
Because there's one person that they're pretty awful, and I just want to show what they're writing to the world, but they're the kind of person that would try to sue you.
Yeah. So, and anybody's dealing with this, like I said, now when you know, we've had the broadcast stuff, but anybody has a YouTube channel or you're putting on social media, you know, you're broadcasting that. That is the
Agreed.
Definition of broadcasting. So how much that applies to you, I don't know. And then is it jurisdiction, an international, global, because that's what social media is and digital, or is it the state in which it was posted from that the laws apply? So I don't know. There's a lot of questions in regards to that I don't have the necessary answers for.
Well, I always know it's different, too, because the law may not look at me as Jason Pennington, the individual. It's going to look at me as Jason Pennington, member of the KVJ show and employee of Hubbard Media.
Right.
And that's where it gets different.
When it comes to civil suits, yes. If it's criminal, they don't care who it is. They'll look at everybody the same. But in a civil suit, if you would be with the company versus an individual, private individual who does it.
But you see people releasing private messages all the time. They go on Twitter and go, look what this person wrote. But are they not getting sued because they don't have the money to get sued?
Well,
is it not an illegal offense?
Yeah, sometimes I think it's about going after somebody. Will attorneys do it? And attorneys may not want to get involved because if you're trying to sue somebody or go after somebody who doesn't have any money anyway, be like, who cares? You're going to spend all this money in legal fees and then you're not going to get any of the money back. It's not going to happen. So don't mess with it.
It may not even be illegal.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a good question. That's why I think broadcast companies still have it harder because you can come after somebody saying, all right, let's go try to get some of that company money. that they got.
Someone says hide the name of the person, but that defeats the point of going public with it.
Yeah, I've kind of seen that where a lot of people when they do post stuff, they do X out the name. So I would imagine that if somebody, because probably the way the law would look at it based on other things that I've seen is there an assumed right of privacy in your correspondence? And they would say, when you leave somebody a voicemail message, yes, there's an assumed level of privacy. When somebody sends you a personal message, a DM,
yeah,
a text, there's an assumed level of privacy. If somebody posts something on Facebook or Instagram in the comments section, you can do whatever you want because there's no presumption of privacy in that correspondence.
Toph in the chat room's got a good point. She said, in your profile, write any private messages sent may be used for content on the radio. I don't know if Toph's a lawyer. I don't think she is. And I'm not a lawyer. It sounds good. I'm going with it.
Yeah, that I don't know. Now, would that be enough to cover you? And so it'd be interesting to talk to because they do have media privacy and these kind of attorneys that are dealing with this. And I think that the laws are just really right now kind of being written on this.
Well, I know that there was a basketball player who received a private message that was a racist message, and he posted it and said, Twitter, do your thing. Now, that was a private message,
mm-hmm.
and he basically doxed the fucker.
Sure. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff where you got to wonder if that person, especially if you're talking about an athlete with a ton of money and somebody has negative repercussions, no matter how abhorrent their language might
be. Exactly, they're baiting them.
Right. Are they still covered, though? Because, you know, that's really hard when you start trying to then decipher as to what is abhorrent commentary and what is not.
Well, I mean, I remember because my number was out there and it was during the Pulse shooting and we were talking about it and this guy kept on hitting me up on my own phone, but saying the worst stuff, just terrible, terrible, mm-hmm. homophobic, just awful, awful stuff. And he felt so invincible to the point where I couldn't do anything about it. I want to just post his fucking number and is information out there, but do I get in trouble for that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, you might. And that would be interesting to talk to somebody that deals with this kind of stuff, because probably what they would say if you got to a court of law, you'd be like, well, this is the only power I had. And somebody would be like, well, you can block them. You know, that is the power you have. If you don't want those kind of correspondence, as terrible as they are, they sent something to you with the presumptions of privacy, even if it is a terrible comment. So, yeah, I don't know. It could be the exact opposite, but
I'll watch A Few Good Men tonight, and then I'll kind of feel like I know about the law tomorrow.
You're going to watch a movie that it's is about legal stuff that happened in the 90s before texting, DMs, before all this stuff even
it's
happened.
It's just to get me in the spirit.
Okay. Get you in the spirit.
I really do. If I watch something, it does influence my mood a bit.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll see. All good questions, though, and probably everybody should know. I've not heard of one person being sued, though, on those grounds.
Okay.
For anything. That's so far. As far as I'm aware of, I haven't heard it happening. I would imagine that would be a story.
Sometimes you just get in the mood where you want to dox a fuckface when they're being a fuckface.
I get it. You feel like, hey, I mean, you know, if you're going to be this terrible, the whole world should know the kind of messages you send.
Well, the other thing, too, I think people don't realize – if you're on social media, even the people in the chat room right now, they're in the chat room constantly. I feel like they're a public figure from a certain point of view. You've got an identity. You're giving your opinions out there. You know, once you give your opinion, don't be surprised when other opinions come at you. You are, in a sense, a bit of a public figure. Now, again, that's semantics.
Well, when you've got social influencers, when do you become, how many followers do you have to have? If you just have, if anybody has a Facebook or a Twitter or a TikTok, are you then considered a public figure? Because that used to divide the line as to how you were treated and what people could say about you. But now, you know, the Paul brothers, they don't have a radio or TV show, but they got a YouTube channel and they've got a lot more influence than most people on radio and TV even. So
absolutely,
they're a public figure, correct?
Yeah, they are totally a public figure.
Yeah. So, I mean, anybody else, if you've got, let's say you got 500 followers, does it make you a public figure?
It does, because you're mm-hmm. speaking to a large audience and you can say some shit that can get you in trouble.
Yeah. It's amazing how it's changed the game.
It has.
Yeah. So it's totally different. Big thanks again to our sponsors, Adult Video Warehouse, the trusted source for sexual health and wellness right here in South Florida. They've been doing that for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores, both in Pompano and in North Palm, and online, adultvideowarehouse.net. Okay, so people want to know about the stalker. Is there any other questions you can think of people want an update on other than the stalker?
People wanted, I mean, there was a Virginia update. People wanted to know if Rocco was swearing in front of kids still. Remember he was going through that big swearing phase?
Yeah.
Was that, has that been curbed? Is that better? Is that worse?
Yeah, he's still dropping bad language, but is he doing it at the wrong time? Is he learning at least to say, hey, that's a word that we don't care if you say it, but you only say it here?
Yeah. The other one was, are we still looking at the Tom Cruise cruise being at the end of the year? Is that still a go?
Yeah, I would say right now, everything is as of right now. And it's just, you know, a matter of where the world is with COVID numbers and how the world feels about those COVID numbers. So I don't know. It's amazing. We're still so far into this pandemic and there's nothing that I see that I can fully understand. And so, you know, I even saw something yesterday that was on Twitter that I don't fully understand it, but it was just saying that the CDC is relooking at the PCR test. Remember how the flu cases dropped so much? But it seemed like the CDC was saying, oh, maybe some of those cases that were actually flu, we gave credit to COVID instead. And so it may not have been that the flu completely just disappeared off planet Earth, that we may have accidentally inflated the COVID numbers a lot. So I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just reading headlines and
Getting political, Kev.
No, I'm not. Just telling you what I'm reading, trying to figure it out.
You could see, I'm not kidding you. We could take a picture of an egg sandwich today, and with the right verbiage on our post, we could make it political, and it would turn into a political fight.
Yeah, well, the Olympics have gotten very political.
I know it has.
You know, on that. And it's annoying to me, to a guy who's not political and who doesn't have a party affiliation and doesn't really care, that everything tries to become political. It's like, we can't discuss anything anymore because you say it's political. It's like, well, I don't side with either one. I'd like to discuss this topic.
Yeah, and when did when did one Democrat or one Republican speak for all?
I
remember growing up and everyone
shouldn't.
Maybe they were Republican, maybe they were Democrat, but there was layers up
to
what they
were. Yourself.
Yeah, it wasn't this team.
Yeah.
I know it's always been a team mentality. I get that, but not so personal.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I strongly side with Democrats on some issues. I strongly side with Republicans on other issues. And to me, that's basically how anybody should be.
And that should be okay.
It should be okay, yeah, because I have different opinions on different things.
Felt like back in the day, it was kind of okay. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Should be. That's why I'm independent, because I'm like, I independently want to think this way on this, and I independently want to think this way on that.
Well, everything's got nuance to it, too.
Absolutely.
Nothing's just A or B.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, it is crazy. So, yeah, answering that question on that, I would assume so. I don't think that we're going to have any issues with it, but, you know, as with anything that is COVID-related and how, you know, society, and look, if there's an uproar and people are too worried about it, then there's a lot of things that we can't do, even if we personally would be comfortable with it, if it would look bad that we would host an event, you know, where people are drinking and breathing all over each other.
Well, I guess Corona still hurting our events a bit because we don't have that many. We had, you know, we had the crazy horse, but it seems like we don't have.
Well, because at that time when we did that, and if we would go with the numbers we have right now and the crazy horse thing, that might not have happened because the new COVID cases in Florida have skyrocketed. 73,200 new cases, test positivity rate at 15%. Florida leading the country in new infections. Hospitalizations have risen 146% from a month ago. And so, you know, all these numbers are out there. Whether you believe them or not is not the case. You know, us being public figures, we have to go with, you know, what, you know, can we get crucified on?
Yeah.
And so if it looks like it's completely irresponsible for us to have an event, then we couldn't do it. And so that's why I say I think we'll have it. But, you know, I don't know if the – you know, if it looks like we're massively irresponsible by putting a bunch of drunks on a boat just so that we can dress up like Tom Cruise.
That sounds irresponsible.
Say it when out you loud. Say it out loud.
I've noticed when you say a lot of things out loud, it really kind of brings
we
you back.
We were in
down.
A sensitive period. Yeah, we would get so much crap for that.
To dress up like Tom
Cruise. People wouldn't even want to take it on. So that everything is pending. I would hope to. I'd be cool getting on the boat, but you know, I'm not set like everybody.
And things like a beer fest, kids fest, that's not even, we're not even talking about that, are we?
I don't know. No, I think that they were talking about, you know, doing that kind of stuff. And they're just, I think now it'll be interesting. At least they were saying, hey, if you're vaccinated, we feel good about letting people in. But, you know, even that, I don't know. I saw that for the month of June in the state of California, 20% of their cases were people that were vaccinated. So I don't know if that's starting to change now.
Did you, during the pandemic, did you like not having events for a while? Was it a nice little break? I did like not having
it. Because, you know, I forgot how much we were doing events. And, yeah, there was a lot of burnout going on. Because, you know, weekends, you don't get a lot of time to yourself. And it's nice to be able to have what's called free time, where you get to decide what I'm going to do with my moment right now.
Well, I feel like we're better for the show if we do get free time.
Yeah.
When we're living our lives and making moments happen to talk about, that's better than, I don't know, working too much. You get gassed up that way.
When you have to run from this and you have to be at this location. Yeah. It may be fun, but you still have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
That it's nice to be able to choose what you want to do with your time. So, yeah, it was nice to have it. But I still like the events. The Crazy Horse was a lot of fun.
It was fun. Even though I don't remember it, I had a great time.
I'd like to get back to a lot of the events we had. I like to do volunteer army stuff.
The other thing, too, we got to find a venue for the KVJ horror movie. We already got the first scene shot. Mm-hmm. You got a big part for you in there.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That is always fun.
I may give you an accent this time. I don't know.
Okay, what kind? I do some better than the others.
But whatever you feel that you could...
No Spanish accent. No, that gets people very upset.
Especially when Virginia does.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So we have to watch on that.
Yeah, Virginia's got a new hater who's very vocal. I don't know if you saw.
No. What about now?
Everything? Well, Virginia said something that I think this person used to be a Virginia lover.
Oh,
and
no
Virginia
way.
Said something to make this person turn. And now everything.
They've done a 180.
Now everything Virginia does is the fucking worst.
Really?
Yeah.
That's always fun. Okay, any other updates we need to do?
Unless you can think of something.
Yeah, I think we're...
There was a bunch of updates. I can't think of them right now.
Okay.
They were asking. There was a bunch of update asks.
Okay. All right, if anybody else has any, you can hit it up in the chat room or text 877-979-WRMF. Got my eyes on that as well. We were talking earlier about the turnpike and how many turnpike workers do they still have? And Nessa said, yeah, there's still some turnpike workers. Not many, but I see one at the Stewart exit. And I think I'd seen, we're coming back, I think it was from Orlando not long ago, and it looked like they're putting up a lot of new detectors. And I think that's kind of their plan, is to very soon get rid of those.
Someone said they drove by because they sent me a message after we talked about it. They said they drove by a person that was working there. They did have that Hawaiian looking shirt.
Okay.
But there weren't many people. But it's still happening.
Yes. I think the eventual plan is to try to get rid of all the people. So they want people just zipping through because it does slow things down. And I think the technology is now there that even if you're out of state and you don't have the Sun Pass, that they can somehow still get you your fine.
I want that turnpike shirt for some reason.
It's a cool shirt.
It calls
to
me. And what a cool, you're at a party. Hey man, what are you wearing? Well, funny story. Right. I get this from a turnpike fucker.
A turnpike fucker?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the proper name.
That's the proper name for their job. Yeah, they're going to be harder to find though, because I know there definitely are a lot less. I mean, it used to be you would see at least three toll takers at a time, 3 to 4, and then they would have people that are sitting inside rotating in and out, so you might have 6 to 8.
I've always hated the turnpike.
Now you very rarely find any at all, so.
I fucking hate the turnpike.
Not a big fan of it.
Well, I just don't like paying for the road. I think it's stupid. But I get it, I pay for this, I pay for that. It's just...
Sun Pass, though, you just enter, it doesn't feel like anything, and it's not. Ultimately, the tolls don't add up to that much.
Stop dying on that hill is basically what you're telling
me.
Well,
I mean, you know, if you want to go anywhere, it really does. If you ever travel the state, there's just sometimes where it's like, man, going 95 really adds so much time that it's like, please just take $3 or $4 from me.
Yeah, there was somebody on their phone in the left-hand lane going about 35 miles an hour on I-95, and everyone's beeping at them, and they could give a fuck. They were on the phone like they could give a shit.
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's so annoying. Yeah. I mean, what are you doing?
They got something else where the express lanes are now going to be charged for. They've had him in Miami for a while. They've moved him all the way up through Broward, and I think going all the way to Palmetto, which is creeping into Palm Beach County, they're going to start charging for those express lanes. And then I think they're getting them all the way up through Palm Beach County. So that'll be coming soon, and you do have to pay. That'll sun pass you and charge you a fee, but you should hopefully be able to go faster on that. You should. But I know in Miami sometimes I would pay for it, and I would wind up going slower. And that, I'm like, I shouldn't get a refund for this.
What's the one Tammy Whammy Mammy Trails? What is it?
Tammy Emmy.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of rough roads there. Mandy sent in this email, said, I want to get the opinions of y'all, especially Bird and Kevin, since both of you did sports stuff. My son plays baseball. He's 17, so he plays high school and travel. Most teams we play are decent teams, coaches, parents, etc. But like anything, there's always one turd in the bunch. We've played three teams in the last year that were honestly the worst behavior-wise I've experienced. One team, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be allowed to participate in high school sports. During the only game we've played with them, they incessantly name-called the F-word, N-word, P-word, damn. Mocked players, told players they were shit or sucked, not just players, parents and coaches as well. They even had parents and other teens outside throwing sticks, rocks, acorns over the outfield fence at the outfielders while also name-calling. We found out that they've become known for the behavior, even had the cops called a few times. Yet FHSAA has done nothing. Recently, we played a new team, which the catcher sat at every single at-bat telling our players how bad they are, mocking their swing, their missed strike through the entire at-bat. The umpire heard, obviously, and even sided with one of our players, who they clapped back at the catcher, told him he understood why he did, since the catcher's been mouthing off the entire game. So my question is, what's your take on this? Am I wrong for thinking about this terrible behavior? I'm all for passion and even aggressive playing, but this is bullying on the field. Is it acceptable?
So for me, if I was playing baseball and as a competitor, I would just use that to want to beat them. I would use it as fuel. You know, there's some bad people out there. There's some shitty people that are going to say some shitty things. I'd like to take it out on the field. You know, I know times are different than from when I played. Now, when people are saying racist shit, you can't tolerate that. You know, you're horrible. And I would suggest if they're doing that kind of stuff, film them. Everyone's filming people's bad behavior. Mm-hmm. If at least you have proof, you can maybe get to the root of the problem. But if someone's just saying you suck, your swing sucks, to me, that kind of stuff, I would just go on the field and beat that ass.
Yeah.
It's different with the racist shit. You cannot be racist on the field.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about everything that happened there, yeah. If it were some of the taunting and stuff like that, I might have a conversation with the umpire. And a big part of this, the officiating should keep this under control.
They should. It's the umpire's fault.
The umpire needs to, you know, he needs to kick players out of the game.
And even parents, if they're unruly.
Yeah, that's their job to bounce them out. Now, as a coach, and I've been in these kind of situations, if somebody were using derogatory racial-type comments, I would go to the umpire and I'd say, this kid should not be in the game. And if they wouldn't do anything about it, and if it got to they were throwing rocks or acorns at my players, I would pull my team off the field. I'd be like, until you get this under control, my team is not going to take the field.
Yeah.
And if they didn't, we would pull ourselves off. I would go right to whoever put that tournament on, or if it's FHSAA, I would write a letter and say, I will not subject my players to this kind of behavior. They are at risk of if. Like, let's say a fly ball is coming to somebody and they get hit with a rock and the ball comes down, hits them in the face. I said, that's just, I would be irresponsible as a coach to have my players on the field if that were happening. I say, so either you get this under control or we're not going to be playing. I will keep spreading the word on how you cannot control the environment around this ballpark. And I've done that. I've been in situations we've pulled teams off before and we walked away where things got to a certain level. And then we petitions afterwards, but you have to protect those kids first and foremost. And if they're in that kind of environment, I'm like, this is not friendly competition.
Like anything, there's a balance with all this stuff. To your point, the racist shit, you can't be violent to people, but there's also a fine line of not being a pussy and a crybaby as well. And sometimes people talk shit during sports. If someone's saying you suck and your swing sucks and, you know, go fuck yourself, stuff like that, to me, that just makes me want to beat them on the field.
Yeah. And we would have that. We would have teams that were really obnoxious, and I'd be like, hey, you know what? Just go out there and beat them.
It made beating them even that much sweeter. It tasted great.
Absolutely.
So there's a fine, when it comes to, I played old school style back in the day where you had a lot of swearing, a lot of shit talking. Yeah, when it comes to the violent, it can't be violent, it can't be racist. It just, you can't have it.
Absolutely. And everything as a coach, I wouldn't tolerate it.
I'm like, all right.
I tell the umpire, I'd be like, hey, this is your job to get this under control.
The umpires suck balls.
Yes. And if you can, I'm going to be going to, all those umpires have somebody that hired them out there. Umpires don't run leagues. Umpires don't run tournaments. Yeah. Umpires are there. I would go to the person who runs and say, this umpire is not doing their job. Yeah. And even the FHSAA, and they should not be umpires anymore.
And what a fucking maniac throws acorns at people. You're an acorn asshole.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. That's out of control. On that, I did want to give a shout out because we do have a lot of really phenomenal baseball players and teams here in South Florida. And my buddy Carlos, he said, my youngest son's been playing on a travel team for many years. And we went to Cooperstown in early June and went 9-0 to the championship game, came back, and 2 weeks later won states and Palm Beach Gardens. And now this past week, we won regionals for the Southeast U.S. We now move on to play at Baseball of America Ballpark in Branson, Missouri in the World Series, representing the Southeast and playing against 20 other North American teams who won their region and also 6 international teams from other countries. So it does cost some money. So I'm going to get that GoFundMe and post that up. So if you do love baseball and supporting our locals or a 12 and under team that is going to represent, and we'll get that posted up there so you can help them out because the travel is not cheap to go to that.
That was a big deal growing up as a kid, traveling to go play.
Yeah.
I know, at least when I played, it was a big deal.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. It's a lot of fun. And it's great for kids to be in that because it gives them a really healthy outlet to spend their time. You learn discipline, you learn teamwork, learn all these kind of great things.
My only regret playing baseball was I didn't enjoy it a lot. I put too much pressure on myself.
Gotta have fun first.
I love the game, and on paper everything was great, but man, so much anxiety and just constantly, I gotta do good, to where I think it affected me possibly.
Yeah, gotta have fun first, man.
Gotta have fun.
Yeah, coaches and players, get that down right, have fun first, and then see how it all goes. And a quick shout out to the Marlins. They took they split a series with the Padres after dropping the first two. I'm like, great, they're gonna get their ass hammered the entire weekend, but they fought back. And
what place are they in?
They're bad. Yeah, they're last place by a lot. Yeah, they're still terrible.
Okay, it feels right then. It feels good having them in last place. The world is normal.
Yeah, it's all where it should be. Marlins are in last place. It's all going around. Okay, well, thank you all for being here on a Monday. We'll try to get those emails fixed to get to your comments. Just know that if you've emailed us, we're not blowing you off. We just can't get any of your emails.
And stop throwing acorns at people.
Right, stop doing that. We're going to call you out on that. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you later.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse believes that sexy is for everybody. They've been boosting sexual confidence and exploration in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach today. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.